Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is Vacation with the Griswolds with your hosts, Steve and Lisa Griswold. We're here to give you information, advice, and opinions on some of the most popular travel destinations domestically and internationally. Whether you're traveling alone, as a couple, or with family, or vacationing with multiple generations or a group, we hope you'll find value and entertainment in our show. Now, here's Vacation with the Griswolds.
Hi, welcome to Vacation with the Griswolds. I'm Lisa Griswold.
Hey, Steven, we're back. This time we're going to go up to kind of the outback, out and do some adventure.
The outback?
Well, not
outback. It's not Australia.
Well, it's... we're going to do a little whitewater rafting, some zip lining.
Okay.
Out in the country.
Okay. And with us today, we have Jan, who is the director of marketing for Nanahala Outdoor Center. Welcome, Jan.
Thank you. Yeah. Great to be here.
I just sang your name. Wow. That doesn't happen all the time.
See, and you pronounce it. I don't even know how you pronounce it. I pronounce it Nanahala. How do you pronounce it?
Yep. So the official pronunciation is Nanahala Outdoor Center. Although, as you might imagine, we get all sorts of variations on that pronunciation. It gets, you know, there's some creative ones out there. People also refer to us pretty regularly as the NOC.
Okay. I think I gave you my first dollar when I was a little young, and I went there and I went whitewater rafting. I still remember.
You gave it to him specifically?
I still remember standing there under like the trees, doing the safety lessons, showing how they throw the bag with the rope and hold on to your paddle, hold on to the tee on the paddle. I remember the whole thing. And then when I got on the raft, it all just went out. It just all left. And I was in the water.
That's exactly right. That's usually how it goes for most people. And then they get to the falls, Nanahala Falls there, that big rapid at the end. And they're like, yes. Oh, wait, what am I supposed to do now?
Yeah, there was I remember one big fall. Maybe that was it. I remember one big fall and they had the kayaks out there. And they had, you know, in case people fell out. And everybody, including our guide on that one fall, was, I just remember looking back and seeing the raft kind of stuck in the backwash and I was like, oh, I'm not the only one who fell out. But it was fun. See, if I hadn't have fallen out, I would never have remembered that experience.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, on a hot summer day, there's nothing like the cool water of the Nanahala. It is refreshing. So
yes.
A swim's not always a bad thing.
So you've grown and gone a long way since that one kind of rafting, I think, was the main thing I remember even doing there. So what else has been added?
Yeah, so Nanahala Outdoor Center was founded as really a rafting outfit and a paddling school back in the early 70s by Payson Kennedy and several other kind of key founders. And Payson's actually still part of Nanahala Outdoor Center today. He's still a key member. He lives on site. He still is seen, you know, one or two days of summer guiding a raft down the Nanahala. And he's really grown and helped Nanahala Outdoor Center grow into a true outdoor adventure resort there outside of Bryson City. On site now, we offer everything from our bread and butter whitewater rafting instruction and paddle sports instruction all the way to zip lines, mountain bike rentals, flat water paddling on Lake Fontana, and then several zip line products and fun zip line courses made for young kids. So truly, you know, a diverse outdoor recreation center for the family.
Yeah, so everyone can join in. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. So we've done a good job at diversifying, and that, you know, that doesn't even really account for some of the restaurants we have on site. We have two restaurants on site in the summer, and we have a retail shop there that still carries a lot of really excellent, high quality hiking, rafting, general outdoor gear, everything from hyper specialty like the top of the line carbon fiber paddle to, you know, the Patagonia Better sweater that everybody likes to put on when it gets a little cold out at night.
All right, so how long would one expect to stay and play? I'm sure it varies, but just, I want to go out, I want to do some whitewater rafting. What should I expect?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, it truly does vary. We have, you know, I think for our guests, the average stay in the region is right around 3 to 5 days, which is actually quite a long time. They don't spend all that time with us. Oftentimes, you know, they'll spend a day or two with us on the river or zip lining, and then spend the rest of their time going for a hike or checking out the train in Bryson City, or going to Cherokee or going to Asheville, checking out the Biltmore. So there's a lot to do in the area, and that does promote, you know, a longer trip to come up and explore. That being said, we have families who've been rafting with us for years who, you know, it's hot and they've got nothing to do on a Saturday. They hop in the car, drive up from Atlanta, and make it a day trip. So there's really kind of the whole gamut, but I like to think that, you know, a full day on site at a bare minimum will help you maximize kind of everything that we have to offer.
Okay, so for the rafting aspect, it's going to require some training and the tea and holding on to that. And
that's right. You don't want your summer teeth.
Yeah, and then you're going to have a nice long time on the river, right? How long should we?
Yeah, our Nantahala trip's 3 hours, just about 3 hours, and that can vary a little bit. You know, it's not, we have people come to us all the time and think in some ways that a rafting trip's kind of like a roller coaster ride, and in some ways it is. It's, you know, it can be really exhilarating, really fun. It is definitely guided, but it's not on a track. So sometimes, you know, a rafting trip can be a little bit quicker if the water's up, and sometimes it can take a little longer if the water's down or if we feel like stopping and playing and swimming on the side of the river. But for the Nantahala, it's about 3 hours long.
Yeah, no, we should take, we have two girls, Amber and Brooke. We've got 8 and 12. I don't know if we could handle Brooke on there.
I was going to say, you're going to be going back for Brooke every 15 minutes.
It would be a very long trip.
And most of them will be on purpose.
Well, and you don't sit in the raft. See, you don't even, if you've never been whitewater rafting, you think you would sit in the raft, but you sit on the side of the raft, which is the bouncy, unstable part. And then you have like one leg in, because you can't paddle if you're in the raft. Then you start hitting those waves, but it's so much fun.
Yeah, that's where the true roller coaster aspect comes in, and you start, it's almost like a bucking bronco.
It is.
And that's kind of what it reminds me of. And then you're scrambling. You're supposed to be having two hands on this paddle and yet keep yourself in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's kind of, so what would you recommend for like first timers? You got a couple of kids that want to go. Would you do whitewater rafting? Would you do one of the zip lines? I heard you had a new kind of aerial activity for the little ones. What were some of the things that we should make sure we take in?
Yeah, absolutely. And it depends on the age and, like you said, on what type of adventure level you're going for. I'd say for first-time rafters, the Nantahala is perfect no matter what. We have folks come to us all the time who say, oh, I could never do that, for both zip lines and rafting. And then they get on one of our guided trips, and by the end of it, they're blown away. It's this huge transformation from kind of the time they get in the raft to the time they get out on our property. They realize it's something that, you know, is totally within the realm of possibility. It's really fun. They had a great time. They didn't feel like it was something that was overly risky. And it really is perfect. But I would say it depends all on the age of kiddos. Rafting for us on the Nantahala, the minimum age is 7. So anybody under 7, we would actually recommend our Treetop Adventure Nets, which is the first of its kind in the U.S. It's basically an aerial playground that's made of nets. So you don't have to harness in. There's no ropes, and it's completely enclosed, and that's good for kids ages 3 and up, and mom and dad can actually accompany young ones up into that. It's, you know, 20-ish feet off the ground. It has excellent views of the river, and it's really, you know, it's just amazing to see little kids get up there and bounce around like they're in this aerial trampoline. It's truly spectacular. And then, you know, as you get older, as you visit us with kids who are maybe in their teens, we have another product called the Adventure Pass, which is 4 activities basically all day long. You can kind of come and go from them as you please. And that includes rafting, either a guided rafting trip or self-guided or rentals trip, flatwater paddling rentals, so stand-up paddleboard rentals, mountain bike rentals, and one of our zipline parks. So it's a full day of fun. Huge savings. We bundle everything together. It's a great way to spend a full day on site with some teenagers.
Okay, so every once in a while, Steve gets this look in his eye, and the look in the eye is, we need to do this.
Yeah, except I'm not a fan of height. I'm okay with heights. I'm not a fan of falling from high places. So, but I think I could do the zip lining. The zip lining might be fun. I just don't like, we did an obstacle course in Switzerland.
Aerial.
Yeah, that was not my thing.
That was my thing.
It was awful. Because you're like walking, you're harnessed in and you're walking across like these ropes from tree to tree way up in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, if I fall off of this, how am I going to get back on that rope? So so that was my fear of that. But at least the zip lining would be fun. And then the other thing for the kids would be fun.
Yeah, and you know, we actually offer both of those. We have 2 zip lines on site. One's an aerial adventure park, very similar to what it sounds like you experienced in Switzerland. You know, it's kind of like being up in a trapeze, and that one's great for kids. They can go off, they can do their own thing. It's, you know, we have staff there to help manage the risk and help clip people in and put harnesses on and helmets. But once you're on the actual course, in a lot of ways, it's self-guided, which is really cool. Kids really like it. And then we have our premier zip line, the mountaintop zip line, which gives you huge panoramic views of the Smokies. You're up in the treetops, and it is amazing.
Okay. Well, hold on 1 second. Hold on. We'll come back in just a second.
Whether you are sore from a new workout routine or you pulled something carrying groceries, everyone deals with muscle or joint pain at some point. Dr. Barb Arnott with more.
I've been the biggest believer forever in topical pain formulations. I've had a lot of experience with a lot of pain. And, you know, as someone who's getting along, the truth is, you know, I get pain from doing these workouts to keep me young. And I love the topical pain formulations. For instance, there's a company called Salon Pause.
For more info, visit SalonPause.us.
Biz Talk News wants to feature your business as part of our discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
All righty, we are back with Jan from the Nanahela Outdoor Center. And I cut you off in that last segment. I'm sorry. We've got to mind the time. But let's move on to another topic. I want to know more about the staff that you have and the guides that are going to take us, what kind of training they go through. How are they going to enhance our experience?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's such a great question. We spend so much time dedicating time to training and additional training and making sure that our staff are, number one, healthy and happy, and being able to provide an incredible experience to our guests. It's a pretty integral part of our mission, and you know, our kind of our hedgehog statement there being leaders in outdoor adventures, and our staff are the ones who really lead that charge, and they have since day one. I would say whether you're on the river with us, you know, on the Chattooga, the Ocoee, the Nanahela, or even, you know, on the Chattahoochee for a day trip, or joining us on a guided mountain bike trip, or up in the trees on a zip line, our staff go through an incredible amount of training, and more than anything, they just really enjoy what they do. We have a zip guide who refers to himself as Chewy, and the guest feedback we get at the end of trips where Chewy is the head guide is just phenomenal. People come to us and they say, man, I've been on zip lines all over the country, everywhere, you know, California, Massachusetts, Florida, North Carolina, and your zip line was great, but your staff were exceptional. They knew everything about the area. They were able to talk about flora and fauna and the trees, and they were funny, and they were, you know, appropriate with kids. There was, you know, they were just incredible. And that's really what we like to hear, and that's really what we go for in terms of bringing on really high quality staff and trying to keep them around for a long time so they can continue to make everybody's day a little bit better.
Now you mentioned Chattahoochee, something like that, river. And we were talking off break about that. So now, is it the 50th anniversary?
So yeah, the Chattahoochee River is actually really unique in terms of an East Coast river. It's one of the only commercially rafted East Coast rivers that's federally protected by what's called the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. Okay. Essentially what that means is it prohibits any development around the river corridor for a certain amount of space. It also prevents things like damming, et cetera, et cetera. But ultimately what that means for you and I's experience on the Chattooga is that you put on and you don't see a road until you get to the parking lot at the takeout. It is absolutely stunning. It makes you feel like you're in the middle of Idaho, when in reality, you know, you're 3 hours from Atlanta. And it is by far and away one of the most epic, scenic, beautiful, fun rafting trips I've ever been on, and to have it that close to, you know, major metro areas in the Southeast is truly spectacular. So this year is the 50th anniversary of the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, and we are so lucky to have that river in our backyard and be, you know, one of the very few companies that is still able to operate on that river.
So we were talking a little bit about whitewater rafting. We talked about ropes, courses, and zip lines a little bit. What other water activities are available?
Yeah, so one of the cool things about NOC was we were founded by people who just love to be on the water, and ultimately what that stemmed into was a really well-known and a really reputable paddling school, and we still operate that paddling school today. All of our instruction programs are operated mainly out of the Nantahala River, but are there to really get people into paddle sports, get people into mostly whitewater kayaking, whitewater canoeing, whitewater rafting, and really teach people how to do it in a way that's really fun. They can do it with their family, and to teach people to do it in a way that's safe. They can go out and do it with friends and without a guide. And that's something that we're really excited to continue to maintain and really excited to continue to push the boundaries of. One of the cool things we do every year is run a series of overnight and day camps for kids. And it's just amazing to see some of these 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old kids go out and just have a ton of fun outside, completely disconnect, be able to get away from their phones, TV, the internet, and just have a great time doing something that's healthy with a bunch of friends in a really beautiful environment.
Yeah, it's impossible to get our kids off of the iPhones, the iPads. It would be so nice. But when we grew up, we didn't have any of that. It was whitewater rafting, kayaking, playing in the woods.
A stick.
Stick. Stuff like that.
And, so, you know, for the longest time, you actually couldn't get, there was no cell service. In the Nantahala. Now that has changed. There is now cell service, but hopefully, you know, we like to think that there's enough going on that kids don't want to be on their phones. They want to be hanging out by the river, skipping rocks, going rafting, getting in a kayak, getting on a stand-up paddleboard. So we do our best to try to distract them.
And that's actually kind of a good thing that everything revolves around water. You don't want to bring your device toward the water, well, except for picture taking, but that's good. It's a good, you know, zero tolerance policy. If you're going to bring your family, no devices. I'm not letting it get waterlogged. So leave them in the room or in the car or wherever.
That's right. We'll even be the bad guys. Our trip leaders will say, no, sorry, you can't bring that on the river. You got to leave it in the car. And that'll keep mom and dad off the hook from having to tell the kids that they can't bring their cell phones.
Yep, that's good. I like it. All right. So you said something about, super athletes, Olympians. So what's up with that?
Yeah, so we have been lucky enough over the years to have about, I think the count right now is at 23 Olympians come through Nantahala Outdoor Center in various forms. Some of them just learned how to paddle on the Nantahala and are part of the Nantahala NOC family. You know, they came into the restaurant every day and had coffee or got some food on their lunch break. And then some of them have been with us as instructors, as guides, or just as mentors for years. Our most recent Olympic athlete, Michał Smolin, competed in the, let's see, that was the 2016 Summer Olympics. And it looks like we'll have another Olympic contender coming up in the 2010 Summer Olympics. So we're really excited to keep that legacy going. And I think it's an important part of our story. I think it really does attest to the quality of instruction and just the environment that supports that river there. It's one that's really fun, but can also be really serious and one that really, you know, promotes and values people who are highly trained and looking to be the best they can be.
That's pretty cool. Like, in some way you have helped them and advanced them, and that's kind of neat. A little bit of the warm fuzzies.
Yeah, and in a lot of ways, they help and advance us. Like I said, you know, that a lot of these Olympic contenders or these world-class award-winning instructors who have been part of NOC over the years are what has defined our organization. They're the ones who invent new techniques or new policies or this or that that help kind of refine paddle sports and help us as an organization make sure we're putting our best foot forward and always trying to innovate and make it safe and fun.
Okay, so Jan, if someone wanted to find out more information about NOC, where would they go?
Yes. Well, first and foremost, they can get in the car. They can drive up and visit us in Bryson City. But it is 2018 at this point. So it's probably easier just to go to noc.com and they can check out almost all of our programs are available to look at online. We have videos, we have photos. You can live chat us, you can pick up the phone and call. But noc.com is the first stop. Outside of that, I would say check us out on Facebook or Instagram. We try to keep as many up-to-date photos on there as possible, and it's really representative of the amount of fun that we have on site.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What if bravery loves company? Stop wondering and start wandering now. Get 30% off every guest and up to $200 to spend at sea on Oasis of the Seas sailing from Port Canaveral. Adventures start from $5.99. Fill your next vacation with new discoveries and no limits. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. This offer ends soon.
Contact Pixie Vacations to start planning your Royal Caribbean vacation today. 678-815-1584 or pixievacations.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Plan your perfect getaway. You're listening to Vacation with the Griswolds with Steve and Lisa Griswold.
Hello, we're back, and we're switching gears this time. We have Marilyn Cairo, who is the Director of Sales with Charisma Resorts. Welcome, Marilyn.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to be talking about charisma. I like talking charisma.
Well, you got to go.
I did.
I had to stay home with the kids.
Well.
She gets to go all the fun places, and she went to the Nickelodeon Resort with SpongeBob.
I did, but aren't you going away for a week tomorrow without me?
That used to be my ringtone, but I'm not going to Charisma.
All right. Anyway, Marilyn, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about Charisma. And
My pleasure.
Let's get started with kind of the resort portfolio. What is Charisma Resort? That's the all-encompassing brand, but what are we going to know it as? Anything else?
Well, Charisma Hotels and Resorts offers a variety of properties throughout the Caribbean in some very well sought after destinations. So what we're known for is that gourmet inclusive concept. And it's about delivering the best food, the best service in an all inclusive landscape and really making the experience for the clients memorable.
Okay, excellent. What cities are we going to find you in?
Ooh, you're going to find us in Mexico in the Riviera Maya. You will find us in the Dominican Republic in Punta Cana. And you'll find us in Jamaica on Negril.
In Negril. Okay. All right. So I would like to start with what I know, which would be Nickelodeon, which is in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love the resort, so much so that I switched from the resort where I was actually booked and switched over to Nickelodeon. It was everything that we needed. It was clean. It was safe. It was convenient. It was bright. It was cheery. It was well laid out.
Well, it sounds like in the staff that you guys had sounded phenomenal.
They were so into making us feel welcome and making sure we were having a good time, and in just many different aspects. So I really appreciated that. So tell us about Nickelodeon in Punta Cana.
Well, you know, Lisa, for me, I think it's a huge accolade that you would say that, because one of the things that clients associate Nickelodeon with is families and children. But the reality is that we also cater to the adults, and we want to make sure that there are adult-only experiences, adult-only nooks and crannies to kind of relax and enjoy. So while we do focus on children and activities, and we've got, you know, all the fun stuff that Nickelodeon is known for, character meet and greets, we also have to have time for relaxation, for fun, for the adults. So I think it's a perfect resort to blend the two together. And you were there as part of a group, and you were all adults. So for you to walk away feeling like, wow, that was such a fantastic stay, you know, that's a huge accolade for us in delivering that experience that the brand wants to be known for.
Yeah,
because I think when I think of Nickelodeon Resort, before I knew what it was, just as a consumer, just kind of, you know, I thought this is the whole place is going to be Nickelodeon themed. It's a family getaway from, you know, beginning to end. There's going to be characters. There's going to be a water park. But it's from looking at, you know, Lisa's trip photos and hearing about her trip when she just went. You know, it's kind of split up. So there's a whole resort that sounds like it's for adults and beautiful that everybody can enjoy. And then there's this kind of Nickelodeon piece that's extremely well done. And it's just,
But it wasn't over the top in your face kid.
Yeah.
We had a blimp, a Nickelodeon blimp in our room, two of those. That was nice. You know, and you've got the bright colors and this and that, and you've got SpongeBob on the privacy shade between the bathroom and the room, the beds. But it wasn't crazy over the top, and it's not like kids running around. And
yeah, it was very, it's a nice mix.
It is. It's a nice mix, and you're not, you don't feel like you're at a kid targeted resort where everyone's got three kids in tow. You've got people with kids, without kids. It's a very laid-back environment, which is exactly what we needed. It was good.
I think you guys are hitting the nail on the head by saying that there was adult-only spaces, and then the Nick Place, where all the fun happens, is somewhat removed from the property. So, again, it's a perfect blend for adults and children. So I'm glad you walked away with that impression, because that's exactly how the best way to describe the Nickelodeon in Punta Cana.
They keep the kids' activities in the back of the resort, and it's not like you have to have the kids back there. You can have them anywhere, but that's where it's focused, and it's a little removed. So they actually make it a privilege to use Aquanic, which is the water park area with Lazy River. Nickelodeon guests get to use that, but the other side, Sensatori has to pay an additional fee, so we got the best of both worlds. Aha! All the worlds. That was good.
Yeah, and the other thing I loved about when you were at the resort is just the photos from the different restaurants. I mean, they seem like they were, like you were saying, the gourmet, you know, kind of theme or kind of runs throughout the resort. I mean, the decor, everything from my saw in the pictures, of the decor was like over the top amazing. They were so well put together. I mean, and everything from even to the little burger place that you guys went to had like...
Burger is the name of it.
Well, there you go. Burger is the name of it. But it had like its own little, what is it? Like a truck, I can't even think of the, like a street food truck inside the restaurant built in. The decor was just spectacular. Then you guys said the food everywhere you went was great as well.
It was.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that the resort is known for is the gourmet village. Not only are the restaurants and the gourmet corners well themed, but also every menu is very unique and catering to that theming of the restaurant. Plus, there's areas, again, that offer the adults-only dining experience. I mean, you're looking at a hotel that's less than 250 suites and has 10 restaurants. So there's plenty for everyone to enjoy.
I just want to point out that at the coffee shop, they've got this frozen, it's not a slushy, but for lack of a better term, it's kind of like a smoothie slushy, but it's coffee flavored. It is fantastic. And the Oreo cake that they have in that coffee shop every night. Sorry, it was good.
Well, there were lots of little touches, too. I mean, for kids, I think. If you have kids, I think I saw pictures of strollers with, you know, like a character in the stroller and little robes and all kinds of stuff for,
they're gonna accommodate
for babies. And then even, you know, those like the things that our kids love that are so ridiculously expensive are those like those little apple juice pouches.
Applesauce pouches.
Yeah. And they had stuff like that.
Banana sauce.
Mm-hmm. That you could just, you know, come up and grab one and go.
Yeah. I thought that right there was genius. Having those little fruit pouches available just to grab and go.
So for all inclusive, did you guys have to book dining times? You walk up, do you do both? How does that work?
Let me think.
Well, with the rush. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I think most of it, there was only one that required reservations, right?
That's correct. And we try and keep it very relaxed and casual. The one that does require restaurants is obviously going to be the most popular one. So that would be it. But again, very relaxed. You eat when you want to eat. You dine when it's convenient for you. No stressing over reservation. Very chill.
Okay. So I could talk all day about Nick because I loved it that much. But let's go over to Riviera Maya and talk about the locations you have there.
Perfect. So where do you want to start on the Riviera Maya? Because I have to say, that's probably one of my favorite destinations. I mean, Mexico as a country is fabulous, and the Riviera Maya, it's so accessible. to get to from so many different cities. The culture, the people, the food, the ambiance, just the attractions, the history that's there. And, I mean, we're fortunate in this industry. We get to go and travel and have fun. But just every time I go, it's a different experience for me in the Riviera Maya. And I can never stop talking about it because of how it makes me feel, not only when I get there, but when I leave. And it, to me, it's attributed to the people, really.
Okay. Well, in this segment, we're going to have about another minute that we can talk about something. So if we want to do a quick overview on... I don't even know how we even do a quick overview. So, who is this destination good for? Is it going to be welcoming for everyone?
It's absolutely going to be welcoming for everyone. Adults only, destination wedding groups, family travel. We do a lot of family reunions. And nowadays, people are doing multi-generational travel. So you have grandparents picking up the grandkids and just taking a trip to an exotic destination and leaving mom and dad at home sometimes. So really, it's a destination that offers something for everyone. And a lot of the attractions and in Mexico actually cater to all ages. And so we have hotels that are going to do the same, whether it's an adults-only experience or family travel as well.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the specific accommodations that are available and get into more detail about each of those. So stick around. We'll be back in just a minute.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
Start planning your magical Walt Disney World vacation today with Pixie Vacations. Contact the Pixie at pixievacations.com or call 678-815-1584.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
With so much information out there, planning a vacation can be stressful and confusing. How do you know which hotel to book or what vacation package is really the best fit for you? Steve and Lisa Griswold, the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds, will help you plan your vacation. There is never a charge for their planning services when booking your vacation with them. Contact Steve and Lisa at griswoldradio.com for a free vacation quick quote. Write this down, griswoldradio.com, or call 678-815-1584.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Plan your perfect getaway. You're listening to Vacation with the Griswolds with Steve and Lisa Griswold.
Hi, we are back, and we've got Marilyn. She is with Charisma Resorts. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so we kind of figured out over the break that heading over to Mexico and covering Riviera Maya is not going to be the best thing. We need to dedicate an entire show to Riviera Maya, so we're going to hold off on that. But we were talking about Nickelodeon. We love that resort. And there's something new on the horizon for Nickelodeon, right?
Absolutely. We have a Nickelodeon resort opening up in the Riviera Maya summer of 2019. So it's going to have under 300 suites, small and intimate, and it's going to have Mexico's largest water park right next door, fully Nickelodeon themed. And you mentioned the orange Nickelodeon blimp at Punta Cana. Well, at Nick Riviera Maya, you're actually going to be able to see that blimp directly from the highway. So it's going to be a nice attraction, but they're only going to limit the water park to guests of the hotel.
Wow.
Okay, that's good. That keeps others out and makes it a little more exclusive. That's good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And for people that, because we do a lot of Disney shows and Orlando-based shows, this Nickelodeon is nothing like the, if you remember, the Nickelodeon in Orlando, which was not very well received.
Did not have certain standards at the Orlando Nick.
This the one in Punta Cana is a totally different thing, and it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. So yes, you can't associate the two locations. The Nickelodeon that we experienced was amazing. So I'm looking forward to another Nick. That makes me happy. That's good. Summer of 19.
You could actually bring the kids maybe one time.
Oh, leave me alone.
Instead of doing a girls' weekend with, would you have like four people there?
There were four of us. We were working.
Out of 10 or 11 resorts, you guys stayed at Nickelodeon. That says something.
It does say something. Thank you very much.
That's
and
amazing.
If I went back and did it again, I would stay at Nickelodeon again.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So, okay, as I said, we're going to try and get you as much information in this segment. We touched on Nick, but. Let's go to Negril, and we'll cover Mexico in another episode. Negril and They have a resort there. Charisma has a resort. It is Azul Beach Resort, Sensatori. It is incredible. Tell us about Azul.
Wow. Well, Azul is located on Negril's famous 7 Mile Beach. So in terms of location and beach lovers, if you just want to vegetate and hang out, you've got the best spot. Small property, all the rooms face the ocean. We've got swim-up suites with bali beds in them. We've got well over 7 restaurants and plus gourmet corners. And again, it is part of our gourmet inclusive concept. So very neat resort, very laid back. And I think it's a nice throwback to the destination as well. Because, you know, in Jamaica, they do things at their own pace. And at Azul, we do things at our own pace as well. And what we've really liked about Azul in Jamaica is how well received our cuisine has been.
Well, food is obviously important.
We took a tour of Azul when we were in Jamaica. It was phenomenal. It's just got that modern feel, the white crisp lines. It's got the kind of swim out suites with the lounge.
I need to throw you under the bus.
I don't know what those beds are. Those giant beds that are kind of like right there in the water. The swans.
Bali bed.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. We need a Bali bed.
Okay. So see, this is what I was going to say. After going to Azul, he has it in his head that this is how he wants to decorate our house.
Yeah, we're thinking.
The whites and the blues.
I like the, yeah, see, now I'm
and
all about.
I'm trying to explain to him.
The whites, the grays.
We
the
live
blues.
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. So, yes, I completely blame you for his new obsession.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We're
and then,
good.
Even though we went through some of the restaurants, more of the general buffet restaurant was air conditioned. This is a big thing. If you go to some of these resorts in Jamaica and it's July, it's nice to be able to get into some air conditioned dining. And like you said, the beach, that 7 Mile Beach is beautiful. The white sand beach.
Yeah,
absolutely gorgeous.
The whole resort is gorgeous. So, what are some of the things that we're going to see here? And, just for reference, about 3 minutes in this segment. And what are we going to find for family, for adults, for kids?
For families, we've got a great supervised program for the kids. There's also a program for the teenagers. But, again, being true teenagers, they really don't want anything organized. They kind of want to be left alone to do their own thing. So our counselors realize that, and they let that vibe just hang out with them and become friends through them very organically. We have 9 restaurants, 9 bars. We have our Vasa Spa. There's 7 pools. And when you look at, you're under 300 suites, so it's really not a large property. But again, just the spacing, the decor, the ambiance, it has a very relaxed vibe. Almost one of the highlights that our guests walk away with is just that feeling of relaxation. And like I said, the location helps.
Yeah.
Beautiful location.
That spa. Have you been in that spa? Have you had a chance? Did they let you do that? We didn't get to experience it. We walked through it and they showed us some. It was like, instead of a spa treatment, it was like this whole experience. Like, this is where you start and you go to this room. It was like a half day experience of just going from room to room, and the lighting and the waterfall going up the staircase. It was just phenomenal.
Yeah, we almost lost him.
One of the things about the spa experience isn't so much the massage. It's everything leading up to the treatment, per se. Then you have your treatment. And then my favorite part of any spa really is the post experience, because you're supposed to be led into a relaxation room, hot teas, cold teas, fresh fruit, and it's all to rehydrate the body. So it's not just a treatment. It should be experienced as a full experience in a spa.
Yeah, which is nice, because normally the post experience for me is me pulling out my wallet. So that's definitely a much.
This is
much,
better.
Yes, that whole experience there was amazing, because it was like, this is, we went through all this stuff and they're like, and then that's just the pre-treatment. And I'm like, what? It's like, and then you have the treatment and then you have the post. It was awesome.
All right. So, Marilyn, I want to give you an opportunity to let people know where they can find more information on any of the Charisma resorts that we've discussed. Just a few. We're going to do more later. Where can they go?
CharismaHotels.com is the perfect place to start.
Okay, yeah, and if you guys are looking to book, go to Griswold Radio. We're happy to book any of these different resorts for you.
You won't be disappointed. I can't imagine how you could be disappointed. So, all right, Marilyn, thank you so much for coming on today. We enjoyed talking about Nickelodeon and Azul and what Charisma has to offer. We'll definitely have to come back and talk again. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Vacation with the Griswolds. Interested in planning your next vacation with the Griswolds? Go to griswoldradio.com or call 678-815-1584.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, this is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.